Well, Marvin Gaye heard it through the grapevine. We're about to hear it direct from Tim Vine. Tim is from Kiwanis Club of Moorabbin. Hi, Tim.
Good afternoon, Colin, and good afternoon, listeners.
Yes, thanks for joining us, as you do every month here on the Community Block. Now, you had some birthdays in your club ranks last month, and maybe some this month as well coming up, but one in particular I thought you might want to give a shout-out to.
Certainly. That's Gus McFarlane. Gus is one of our charter members of the club 50 years ago and is still active in the club and turned 94 last month.
Well, a very happy birthday to you, Gus, for the 19th of September, your 91st birthday, and also to Ian, Peter, Jeffrey, also celebrated their birthdays according to your report in your newsletter, Tim.
That's correct.
Now, also in your newsletter, you had mentioned that you had an online meeting on the video platform and you gave it a try and you'll give it a try again. So how's it going with that platform you've been using?
Well, we've been using Zoom actually since March. We've been meeting on Zoom. And, it's not bad. In fact, the last couple of months we met on GoToMeeting instead of Zoom. Much of a muchness, but at least it gets an opportunity to see what our members still look like and talk to them together as a group.
Have any of the members been using those fancy backgrounds behind that you can use when you're doing those sort of conference calls, or it's just been the standard background in their own room?
No, just the standard background with the bookshelf in the back.
because I've seen people doing meetings at Southern FM, general meetings, annual meetings and so on, with little palm trees, beach scenes, lakeside
Correct.
Views. It's just wonderful what you can do with this technology, isn't it?
It is, yes. Yeah. No, we haven't bothered with that. We keep it simple.
Keep it all very, very down to earth. Now, the All project that Australian Kiwanis clubs have adopted now that we've finalised your commitment to the worldwide project in conjunction with UNICEF called the Eliminate Project. Can you tell us about the project that all Australian Kiwanis clubs have now adopted?
Yes, indeed. As you said, we completed our commitment to the Eliminate Project, which was to eliminate maternal neonatal tetanus throughout the world. That was in conjunction with UNICEF. And Australian clubs have decided to, in line with the fact that Kiwanis internationally is set up to support children, and that's what we do, to support the Acute Lymphoblastic Leukemia Project, which, as you said, is all. I'll call it ALL because otherwise, when you're talking about something like all symptoms, you're not sure whether you're talking about ALL or all. But it's a very particularly aggressive form of leukemia that predominantly affects children. It's a leukemia, so it attacks white blood cells and bone marrow, so it effectively destroys the body's immune system. And the treatment includes very intense chemotherapy, radiation therapy, transplantation and irradiation. Unfortunately, not many of these treatments are all that effective because even though all is recognised worldwide as the biggest cause of non-traumatic death in children, that's under the age of 18, in Australia more than 400 people are diagnosed with all every year and there. I'm calling it all now.
That's okay because it stands for acute lymphoblastic leukemia, so it is a mouthful.
Well done.
And all is the short form of that particular condition, and it's a very serious condition. And as you say, you know, lots of Australian children are diagnosed per year in Australia.
That's correct. Well, over 80% of those 400 a year, which is an increasing number, are children. 20% of those children die from their all. Over 60% of neonates, that's children under 1 year, will die of all, and 60% of adult patients will die. So you can see the shotgun approach of treating this leukemia is not what you'd call very effective.
So what's being done to try and improve the outcome? Is there a lot of research underway? Is that what this project's all about?
Well, that's correct. What we've done is we've teamed up with the South Australian Health and Medical Research Institute in Adelaide, and they're actually doing some quite unique work in the treatment of all. In fact, they collaborate with a number of institutions worldwide, mm-hmm. and in the specific treatment and targeting of leukemia, that they actually lead the world. And we've teamed up with a team under Professor Deb White over there, who's, you'd summarise her work as saying that what SAMRI's trying to do is improve the understanding of the disease, improve the treatment approaches, and improve the survival and quality of life of all sufferers. And so that's why we've decided to get behind her and support that team. And of course, they're leading all the Australian research in this area. They work with a number of other institutes, but specifically, they're the ones that are right at the cutting edge of this. And it's interesting. This morning, on an organisation that I know you used to work for the news team there, they announced today that a report in Nature reported on the use of tailoring drugs. Specifically using genomics to target this type of cancer. And I just thought it was interesting that this is exactly what SAMRI are doing over there, and there it is. It's reported by your old firm as a report in Nature today.
Isn't that good to hear that there's some progress being made? Because what a wonderful thing it would be if lives could be saved as a result of the work being carried out by the team there at the South Australian Health and Medical Research Institute and their colleagues right across Australia and indeed the world.
That's right.
Now, the aim of the project, as you mentioned, is to raise awareness of the fight against this condition. And you're also obviously trying to raise funds to support the research. How can I and our listener support this work?
Well, to start with, Kiwanis Clubs Australia-wide have undertaken to support this project, and pretty much the way Kiwanis Clubs do it is they raise money themselves, doing things like selling sausages down at the Big Green Shed and doing car boot sales and things like that. And that's all going ahead, apart from Victoria, of course, where most of those things we can't do. And at the end of each year, what we do is each club transfers their money to the foundation, and that's the Kiwanis Charitable Foundation, and that money is then paid directly into to SAMRI to fund this project.
Yeah, I understand that at one of your Zoom meetings, there was a Waverley meeting that had a talk by Professor Deborah White about
correct.
This project.
Right.
And were you in on that one?
Yes, I was. Yes, I was there.
And was it good to hear from her directly?
I've spoken to Deb directly, yes, on a number of occasions, and I've got a lot of background information on the work that they're doing. It's quite technical, so...
Well, we won't go into that right now, but it's inspiring, isn't it, to see and hear from such people who are doing this wonderful work to help save children's lives.
That's right, yes. And, you know, talk about dedication. She's absolutely amazing. The hours that she works, and you know, you can get her at 11 o'clock at night. She'll be in the office at SAMRI working on her research and reading reports from her researchers. But anyway, you asked the question, how can you and your listeners help? Well, the way to do it is, well, I guess the first thing you should be able to do is if you go to the Kiwanis Moorabbin website, that's kiwanismoorabbin.org.au, go to the news and downloads page, and at the bottom of that you'll see a link to a brochure that describes all about all, and included in that brochure is a way that you can actually donate. so that you can do two things. You can learn about the disease itself and the work that SAMRI's doing, but also if you'd like to donate, and anything over $2, of course, is tax deductible, or you can go to the Give Now site. Just go to givenow.com.au, enter Kiwanis, and you'll get a list of all the Kiwanis projects that are available there, and you go down to almost the bottom, and you can see the Kiwanis Australian District Charitable Foundation. Look under Childhood Cancer Association All, and just click on that, and you can make a donation of any amount that you like directly. Just give them your credit card number, and away you go.
Fantastic to hear. Now, what I was going to say is, before we were talking about Gus, that is Angus William McFarlane, who joined the Kiwanis Club of Moorabbin, one of the foundation members, back in April 1970, and he became the charter secretary of the club in July 1970. So right from the ground floor was Gus. And, you know, one thing that Gus has been renowned for over the years has been his love of singing. And do you remember any times that Gus was one of the group around the piano at a Kiwanis social function?
Oh, you bet I do.
And what else can you tell me about Gus's singing career?
Well, Gus, well, obviously he's got a Welsh background, and of course that goes against my background, which is Cornish, but the Welsh, of course, are choristers, so they're choral singers, and they have magnificent male voice choirs. And Gus was a member of the Victorian Welsh Choir and the Melbourne Welsh Choir for many, many years, travelled with them.
I can almost hear them now. Melbourne Welsh Male Choir.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by, when hope was high and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving. Then I was young and unafraid, when dreams were made and used and wasted. There was no ransom to be paid.
At Princeton View, we're all about creating moments of joy, the zest and energy you feel when you're surrounded by the things you love. We'd like to take this time to send our extended community our well wishes, and we hope you're all taking care of yourselves. We look forward to once again welcoming you into our home and joining our special events at Princeton View, Ality Aged Care.
Southern FM sponsor.
School zones are now in operation, so please drive carefully.
Southern FM. The sounds of the Bayside.
And this is the community block. You're with Colin here and Tim Vine there. Tim.
That's the second time today you've made my day, Colin. The first item was when you played Stan Freberg, because that brought back very great memories.
Yes.
But then to hear the Victorian Welsh Choir, that was marvellous.
Oh,
so thank you for that.
My pleasure, and that's a tribute to, of course, Gus, who's 94 years young now, and he was one of the founders of the Kiwanis Club of Moorabbin. Were you in from the ground floor as well, Tim?
No, I came in a little bit later. After they kicked me out of Apex, I joined Kiwanis.
Ah, fly-by-nighter, are you?
Right.
How long have you been flying high at Kiwanis, though?
Just coming up to 40 years.
Wow, what a wonderful, wonderful achievement, Tim. I really do think that deserves a round of applause. If only I could find one, but we might hit you with this. There you go. That's
for
your 40 years. Now, what I was going to ask you, we've had mentions before with both you, Tim, and Angela Randall, your colleague, mentioned previously Heart Kids. Now, it's an organisation that, of course, Kiwanis supports Australia-wide, and the major fundraiser each year is something we've been mentioning quite regularly here on Southern FM. Tell us all about this major fundraiser that's this month.
You have been promoting that, Colin, and thank you very much for that. Yes, 18th of October. There's still time to register for it. And to register, you just go to heartkids.org.au/2feet, you'll see two feet in a heartbeat, the actual virtual walk in Victoria, of course. And you can register. If you register... by the way, the cost of registration is $30 for adults, participants over 18, $15 for children, or you can get a family for $75.
So because 2 feet and a heartbeat is normally an actual walk, but this time, because of social distancing and other restrictions like 5 kilometres from home and that sort of thing, it's become a virtual event. And $30 is really nothing when you consider that every dollar is going to that wonderful cause, Heart Kids.
That's correct, yes. When you register, they'll send you out a pair of socks and a flag.
Oh, great.
The idea is that you get as many of your friends as possible and do a 4 kilometre walk, just around your local neighbourhood. And, of course, the 4 kilometres is honour of the four lives that are lost of congenital heart disease every week.
Mm.
So it's basically a case of get out there with your Heart Kids socks and flying carrying your flag and promoting that... wonderful effort that Heart Kids do for all those young kids who have the open heart surgery every year.
Now, time is rapidly approaching when we'll be saying goodbye to you, and we'll be saying hello to Lee Murray, who comes after you. She's from Lions Club of Sandringham. But as a couple of final points from Kiwanis Club of Moorabbin, would you like to mention the activity that Kiwanis supports that's known as the iPrep program? What's that about?
Absolutely. iPrep is a wonderful venture. It's promoted by Stride Education. And iPrep is basically mock interviews that we volunteer to interview secondary school students who are looking at applying for a job. And what they effectively do is have a mock interview for a job which we conduct. And this year, of course, it's being held by Zoom. And believe it or not, we've got a set of interviews tomorrow for Harvest College.
Oh, well, chookers for those interviews tomorrow, as they say in show business. Now, a final reminder, and I know that you're always mentioning this every month, and it's something that is a great thing to do. It's collecting children's books. So,
correct.
Do you still need any?
Yes, we certainly do. We're still collecting the books, and even though we haven't got the book boxes out at the moment, we still need them, so that as soon as we're able to put the boxes out, the books are there so that children can come along, pick up a book, no charge, read it and return it, or keep it. It's up to them. Mm-hmm. That way we can promote reading for children.
I just got a message on the studio SMS line from our dear Molly. Molly, who sometimes and often, in fact, hosts this program with you, Tim. And Molly says she has some books for you.
Oh, that's wonderful. I was going to ask if I could send a cheerio out to Molly, so that's great. I'm glad she's listening.
Yes,
so,
she certainly
is. Yes, we love those books.
Wonderful. Now, if anyone else has any books, no doubt the best way to get in touch is via your website rather than everyone swamping your home phone number. Contact us is the way to go. And the web address is Kiwanis Marabin. And Kiwanis is spelt a bit like the start of a Kiwi bird, but then it changes. It's K-I-W-A-N-I-S, Kiwanis Marabin. That's all one word for the website, kiwanismarabin.org.au.
Right on.
Tim Vine, thank you so much for your time. And you know what? We're going to end this little segment with another song from the Melbourne Welsh Male Choir.
Thank you, Colin. Thank you very much.
This one's Bring Him Home.
You
You're listening.